So it's 8:30 right now, and we have a full day of basketball ahead of us here in White Mountain, Alaska.
Irving Ashenfelter is the director of the Robert Puto Charles Memorial Basketball Tournament. He's also a referee, scorekeeper, and player, which means he's in the gym before anyone else arrives, and he's there after everyone else has gone home. It's a lot of work, but he says it's worth it to see such good basketball.
The level of athleticism these days is pretty dang awesome. We're seeing more and more teams bringing that competitiveness to another level that we haven't seen here at White Mountain for a long time. It's just phenomenal. I like it.
This weekend, that phenomenal play led to a lot of close games and come-from-behind victories. The most dramatic, perhaps, was the Elam men's defeat of Brevig Mission in the final 15 seconds of the fourth round. For Ashenfelter, though, it's the women's bracket that has really stood out.
It was usually in the past that the men would bring along their significant others and they'd form a team. Mm-hmm. But now we've got women that they're bringing the team, and the men are tagging along sometimes.
Weezer Walcott played in her first White Mountain tournament 10 years ago, and she says the women's games have gotten more intense, especially in the last few seasons. Her team, Bia's, is from Nome and Unalakleet, and they battle back from a first-round loss to reach the semifinal.
We've played together for a couple seasons now, and we're handling the ball better in pressure situations. So when the game's close at the end, if we do lose, we're not losing by 20, 25 points anymore. It's a pretty close game.
With White Mountain's tournament all wrapped up, the next game for many players will come during the Iditarod Basketball Classic in Nome next month. For KNOM, I'm Laura Craigle in White Mountain.